It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. Man, you know, we kicking it tonight, man. Hey, Mo B, man, come on. Let's say what's up to the people, y'all.
It's your big homie, Mo.
None of that military tactic shit, Mo. We going to this hotel and we going to
Oh, nah, we good. We going in there. I gotta make sure that the area clear now, bro.
It's your big homie, Chubby Idris Elba. What's happening?
Chubby Idris is going to take us to Cuba just for that reason, is what I'm thinking.
They got the booty out there?
Man, I told you, it's out there, bro. It's out there. It's dope.
Hey, y'all, what it do, man? I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of the Big Homies. It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars.
It's your big homie, Mo.
It's your big homie, Shelby Idris Elba. What's happening?
Hey, what it do, man? Hey, we in today, man. Hey, Happy New Year, fellas. Hey, first day, first episode.
Happy New Year.
Or actually, second day. You know what I'm saying? This is January
day
2nd.
Two, baby. Yeah. Day two.
So we yes, in, sir. Man. We in. Hey, everybody, man, grab your wine, light your blunt, start the new year off right. Take your edible, you know.
Cheers.
Whatever you got to do.
Do what you do. Do what you do, Flev.
You hear me? Hey, smack a couple ass cheeks for me, though. Smack some ass cheeks for me, though.
Trying to tell you.
Hey, but that's what's up, man. Hey, peep game, though, so... How was y'all New Year's and y'all Christmas and everything, man?
Man,
my Christmas was cool. I did a lot, bro. I went to a Pelicans game down in New Orleans for a little bit. Got to dip into the country a little bit. I got to come back right and bring this new year in with a whole new energy and perspective. I think 22 is going to be the year of the do. I think a lot more of us are going to make some things happen this year. Yeah. I think a lot of us have been plotting since the beginning of this pandemic. So now that we're in the third season, let's get it.
Yes, sir.
I'm 100 with that.
Well, my Christmas was pretty dope, man. You know what I'm saying? My kids did everything they needed to do, you know. And then a day or two after Christmas, man, you know, Omarion hit me, man. And, you know, I just been, you know, man, I'm blessed just to be here for another year, bro. For real.
Real talk, man. Real talk. Because
you know what I'm saying?
Omarion, tripping out here.
I brought the new year in the fucking bed, but it's cool, though. It's all good. I ain't need to go nowhere anyway.
Yeah, man. People don't know, man. Big homie Mo got COVID right now, man, and he's fighting through it. He near the end of it, man. He coming around that final turn, coming to the finish line. So,
definitely, bro.
So it is what it is. You hear me? Like, as long as the homie healthy, we good.
For sure.
You know, Omarion getting niggas like getting sick like they supposed to be.
That's right.
He here, crip walking all through the New Year's Eve party.
Ice box heart.
Hey, that's what's up, man. My Christmas was cool. I enjoyed myself. You know, me and the wife, we hung out. I went and did some grown man shit. I went and bought her this little everyday necklace, man. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty nice little price and everything. And I like for her to wear it every day. Like, I like seeing her wear that, you know, necklace. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it is about it. It's just something about, I guess, like when I be at work and stuff like that, and I see women walking around that's our age, you know what I'm saying? And they have that necklace on every day or have a bracelet on every day or something. It kind of represent not their character, but what they trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And you can kind of tell by what they got on and how they working it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you sound like you bought in. That's what's happening, man. Yeah, like, it's a symbol, huh?
Well, I guess you could call it that. You know what I'm saying? I guess you could call it that. It's, you know, I guess because like the youngsters, back in the day, man, when we was growing up, we'll wear a necklace with her name on it, or she'll have a necklace with our name on it. Or like we used to have, back in the day, we really did, because I was in a white high school. We used to have like our pins that we would put on our jackets, our Letterman jackets from playing football track.
I did initials and tattoos with the Letterman jacket. That was my evolution. Monogram. I know what you're talking about.
That's what's up.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, you know, we would do that in high school sometimes. They wear the jacket or take the pin and put it on one of their jackets or something, you know. So, It's a genuine kind of love there when you're doing it like that. So that's why I do that. You know, that's all that is.
That's an exciting kind of love too, because that's when you really mean it, right? And y'all doing it back and forth, man. That's what's happening, man.
I'm trying, my nigga. I'm trying. Yeah. You know, but then also I want to say, man, the biggest thing that happened for me over this holiday season, like that made me the proudest, my son, man, he went and bought his own car. Like, he literally didn't need, like, I told him this time around, when you do it, we not co-signing, we not putting you on the insurance, we not doing none of that, man. I'm like, I want you to do this on your own, and if it's a failed attempt, then we got your back. You know what I'm saying?
Did some grown man shit.
You hear me, man? And he went and got him a little
real grown man shit.
You know, I'm proud of him, man. I don't say it enough to my kids, man, and I know I should. But at the same time, I also know how the younger generation is. When you start patting them on the back a little too much, they start getting a little too head heavy. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, I let them know in the
point. But that's credit, necessary, though. That's good that this young man understands credit. Has he had credit cards? Is it just he fresh in the game? I mean, did he have money saved?
He actually, see, the way we did it, man, was like he actually do. Got a little credit account, and he started doing this little credit building program for 2 years, and he wound up with like 688, I think, or 700, somewhere around 700.
How I get my nephew in on that program? What's the name of that program? How
it's,
I get him?
It's called SELF, S-E-L-F. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Just look, right. Look him up on Google, and I'm actually in the program myself for one of my businesses, and I'm doing the program where I pay $48 a month for 12 months. And believe it or not, shit, even my credit score done went up 7 points and I've only made 4 payments. So it worked, you know what I'm saying? And it helped him and he did his thing, man. I'm proud of him, you know what I'm saying?
That's dope. That's dope, bro. That's good,
that's,
man.
That's tough to hear.
That's good, you know, man. Because, you know, when we was growing up, man, we weren't taught nothing about credit, bro.
Man, never.
Black people, man, they didn't teach us that, man. We had to learn. I learned all that on my own, man, when I got to college, bro. Damn. I was in high school.
Tell them about it. Tell them how the hustle used to work, y'all.
I didn't even know about credit, bro.
But you know, you knew about getting your refund check, though. Exactly. You knew about getting the credit card.
Be on some other shit.
Hold on now. And you knew by your junior year that if you got 2 ounces, you could turn it into 4. And once you get a QP, look, listen, all I'm saying.
Hey, I'm telling you, bro.
Man, hold on, look. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, so if that's the route we going in, since Chubby, you know what, man? Chubb, you always got your ass in the middle of some shit. Look, man, look. All right, so this hit right here then. That's the truth. That's how I learn money management. That's how I learn how to create focal points. You know what I'm saying? And understandably and respectfully, make my money work for me and for my family and all of that. It took a little while, but I'm not going to stunt. Like, a lot of that shit came with me selling weed and selling different kinds of stuff back when I was a kid and growing up, because I knew how to re-up was. I knew what I owed people when I got fronted shit. So in turn, if you getting fronted and you know you owe somebody, that's like a loan. That's like financially taking out a payday loan or taking out some sort of loan where you have to pay that back in a timely manner. You know what I'm saying? Sure. When you learning how to quote unquote break down your dope and do all the different little ailments and stuff and go through all of the turmoil and how to sell and how to move, that's basically learning how to break your money down in the form of paying bills, electric, gas, phone, cable. You know what I'm saying? Because you paying for ounces, quarters and dimes and nicks and all of that shit. So that's like your bills and everything.
Bobby, I love this conversation. It taught me how to commoditize, but please keep going, because I like everything you're talking about.
Definitely taught me how to do it right.
You know, and then, like, you also had the big homies who would always tell you, you know what I'm saying, little nigga, put some of them 20s under your mattress, or, like, you know.
Exactly, put some away.
You got the older women who had the husbands that really did it and knew how it worked and would say, baby, go to that Walmart over there and get you a safe. Go to that Woolworth, get you a safe, you know. And that's basically banking your paper. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
That's banking.
That Woolworth. Down on nothing about that,
man. Oh, yeah, that Woolworth.
Down on nothing about that, boy. Down on nothing about that. So, that's old school right there, boy.
Yeah, same with Missouri.
Believe it or not, my dude, like, if you can hustle and you know how to discipline yourself while you hustle, it can teach you all the finances that you need to grow and develop.
Most definitely, bro.
But at the same time, just like that finance grows, it deflates too. And you got to be prepared for the good, just like you prepare for the bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So
it's a Libra scale. That's all.
That's all it is. Unbalanced like a motherfucker, man.
It teaches you a lot more than I think we'll give credit to, because we want to give credit to our institutions of education, secondary and higher learning. But the school of hard knocks has proven itself.
Street game.
To always
street game prove itself, man.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does. The school of hard knocks is the street. You hear me? I mean, real talk. Like, that's the way you got to play it, man. That's the way you got to evolve. That's the way you become a man when you don't have a father figure in the household. I mean, a woman can only show you so much, man. She can only gift you so much. She can only benefit you to a certain extent when it comes to growing up and learning. So when it's all said and done, you know, you got to take those steps and those leaps of faith, and you got to put that hope in the hands of the people around you sometimes, because that's the only way you're going to evolve, man. You know,
yeah, these are instincts and intuition, because of the way the things are coming. And you can see, I think, a bigger picture because it turns your little game into a big thing.
Yeah. That's why, you know, you find a cat that can run a whole game. You know what I'm saying? That cat, the head of the Crip organization, he the head of the 84th Street Bloods and all of that, man. That dude ready for corporate America. You hear me? Like, he can run a whole business.
For real, though. You can run a whole gang. You can definitely run a whole business.
You know, you'll find some of the grimiest gang members in the world, managers at McDonald's and Taco Bell and all that, because they got those management skills. They know how to send them boys out there and do what they need to do. You hear me?
Exactly.
So that's why, you know, sometimes it's good to put your faith in the ones that you can't trust, because they got the game, man, and they're going to run with it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to trust everybody, but you know what I'm saying? You can put faith in.
Can we segue into markets? Why is it that we don't have a real liquid black economy? Why don't we know who the hottest black fashion designer, black car manufacturer? We don't know where to actually go and get quality. We only know who we know, right? And I know some of the best. And I know, Bobby, you are around and surrounded by some of the best, but you're not available to the world. I have a lot of thoughts on this. And I can share with you something very specific that kind of led me to this, wanting to have this segue. I was watching a YouTube influencer, Peyton Charles, this young lady. She got delivery food from a soul food restaurant. And I was like, damn, it looked dope, right? But then I saw their prices and it hit me. It's a market. They charging $100 for a couple meals, some oxtails, and I think breakfast and maybe another entree for that kind of money a week. Why is it, to the question that I led Seminole, why is it that we don't have access to a liquid black economy? Why don't we have access to what we want?
That's not, I mean, like, I don't know, man. Okay, so
we don't have an answer.
Nah, I actually do have an answer, but I have to break these answers down in simplest forms, man, because you don't want to offend people. Like, you don't want to put people out there, you know what I'm saying?
That's
or
true.
Expose or air people out, like, you know, the youngsters say on social media. The fact is, man, the reason why black people are not fond of or don't know much about liquidation is because black people are visual people. You know, black people aren't tripping off of the things that they can read in the documentations to all the stuff that they need to understand. They just tripping off of what Joe Blow and Jane got on, or what she wearing, or what she doing. That's the reason why so much of our music and so much of everything that we do consists of an infatuation of I'll fuck your girl, or I'll take your man, or shit, I'ma rob him and take his shit. Because we visual. We want what we see. We want what the next man got. We want to do it better than he did it. We'll take his idea and add some things to it versus making an original idea and creating from that point. Now, this is just my opinion. I'm not trying to offend nobody, Lord knows, but it's just what I've seen in the years of me being in business and ripping and running with, you know, some celebrities that are now and when they wasn't, you know, when they was young and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just weird, man, because a lot of these people out here, real talk, like, they'll sit back and they'll sit on an idea for years. But as soon as they see somebody else with that same idea 5 years later, man, I've been had that idea. I was tripping off of that for I don't know how long ago, man. See, that's all right. I'm going to do it better than his ass. I'm finna go and do that. Well, now it's too late. You know what I'm saying? you could have put yourself in that form, created your own business. You could have liquidized your assets, created more from those assets. You know what I'm saying? And within that 5-year period, the growth would have been substantial and you could have been making straight paper. You know 22. What I'm saying?
22, y'all. We ain't gonna lapse no more. We're gonna take action. I started at the beginning of the show saying that 22 is the year to do, and let's mean it.
And I mean, real talk, man, I don't know everything. Shit, I only know a little bit of something, to be absolutely honest with you. And I just be speaking my mind and my opinion, man. I'm a Leo, so that's how I work. So I don't get on these podcasts, I don't host these shows and stuff to create arguments or be combative or argumentative,
divisive.
You know, I don't try to do none of that. You know what I'm saying? I just speak my mind. And if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, correct me. Let me know, man. I'm always ready to learn more. Real talk.
That's true, bro. Everybody should be willing to learn more. That's the problem, man. We need to learn off of each other, man. That's what we need to do. We need to start learning off each other, man. You know what I'm saying? It might be something that you know that I don't know. And it might be something I know that you don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, we got to get to the point to where we need to start learning market, off y'all. Each other. Yeah.
We got to do it like society. That's my point. Yeah. We don't know we don't trust. Just like Bobby said, we only believe what we see. So if the baddest chick in your city, the baddest chick you done seen, when you leave, you ain't going to be prepared to level up because you only know how to take somebody else's bitch.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's normally how it works. Hey, man, let's take a quick break, man. And you know what I'm saying? When we come back, Chubb, Mo, hey, let's wrap a little bit about the new year in podcasting, man. Let's talk about how we gonna manage our time with the podcast and how, you know, we gonna approach our situation this year as far as like having guests and all of that. New, you know, just a few new ideas and things. We can brainstorm a little bit while we on live, man, and talk a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So let's take a quick break. When we come back, man, we're gonna get down. You know what I'm saying? It's the Big Homie.
Yeah, yes sir. 60 motherfucker, you the baddest one. Gave you all my love, that shit been at now. We should get away somewhere and run it up. I'm trying to fall in love. She got no ass and no titties, she a 10-0. She got no ass and no titties, she a 10-0. Sex him up. You know I got your back, baby. We ain't gotta talk about it. Your booty sticking out. They gotta walk around and take my queen to King of Diamonds. PJ, I switched to climbing. It ain't no seat assignment. Girls, I wake up on the island. I bring your friends so y'all can fuck it up. Us did a couple trip. I bought a couple zips. I brought some molly and some shrooms. You think we flew here? Oh, we gonna really trip. Hey, man, we back, man. Hey, we back. It's the Big Homies, man. It's your Big Homie, Bobby Dollars. Hey, look, when we left a minute ago, I was talking to Mo and I was talking to Chubbs, man. Hey, 2022, man, like Chubbs say, Mo, it's got to be a new look. I guess we won't say a new lease on life, we'll say a new look, you know what I'm saying? But I want my new look to come within podcasting, bro. Give me some ideas, Mo. Shoot some ideas out there, man. Tell me what you think you should see for the homies and for other podcasters too, man, in 2022. You know what I'm saying? We need to start inviting each other into, you know what I'm saying, different podcast guests on, man. So we can get ideas, you know what I'm saying, from each other, which would be dope, you know. Just invite somebody that you know that's in the podcast game, or just a guest, somebody that you know, period, that's probably want to get into the podcast game and see, you know what I'm saying, see what they got going on, see if they really about that life,
yeah,
see if they really want to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I see
why. You know, some people say they want to do it, and they want to do this and they want to do that, but you got to have time, man.
Yeah.
You ain't got time, then you ain't going to be able to do it.
Yeah, I'm with that. I also agree. I agree with that. Go ahead, Chubb. My bad.
Nah, man, I just was going to say it's like that, right? People always want to have a decided opinion on the back end of creation, content creation, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to actually getting it done, a lot of these people look whole themselves because they bitch up, they clam up, they cannot. And I think it's interesting because, you know, I do a lot of, you know, touring, geotagging, whatever. And I be going places and I get to meet people. And it's so dope meeting actual podcasters. Y'all already know when you meet somebody that does it and creates, it's a real person. But at the same time, there's I don't know if it's a kinship or a connection that you have because you're doing the same thing. But that mutual respect is dope because it's like, yeah, man, you know, you not only are you doing the same thing I'm doing, you're doing it different. And I want you to keep doing it different because I'm doing it different. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think appreciating that beauty of the art form is pretty cool and experience. I love going to different cities, towns, whatever, and just, you know, diving in and doing what they do. Like, I think that's what makes traveling rewarding. That's what life is all about, is these experiences. So
yeah, that's how what you I'm got into. Your vlogs and stuff. Yeah, I'm with that. Mm-hmm. I like that, man. I think for me, with the whole podcast situation right at the moment, man, like I dig it. I'm with it. I've been getting a lot of feedback here lately, man, from a lot of people about, you know, and there's people I ain't even know was listening to our shit, man. Like they hitting us up, hitting me up, talking about the big homies and talking about, you know, the Bobby Dollar Show, Triple OG Stories. What's next? What's the hold up on Freeze season finale and what's going on with episode 2 of Grinding? And, you know, I'm getting a lot of little DMs and little messages on Instagram and stuff. And I gotta say, man, like the biggest thing about podcasting for me, and if you're listening, like if you're really listening and you're hearing what I'm saying, man, don't take it to heart. Don't, like I just told my homeboys, man, like I ain't out here trying to cause no conflict, no, with no drama and all that crap. I don't do that social media shit like that. But some of y'all, man, some of us, I won't say y'all because it's a podcast. Like if we're gonna do it, let's be a family with it, man. Like some of y'all wearing yourself too thin, man. Some of us are wearing ourselves too thin. Like basically, just to put it out there, you're doing too much. You got too many podcasts. You appearing on too many podcast shows. You involved with too many different cliques. And basically what you're doing is you wearing yourself thin mentally, and you're not gonna have no ideas for your own podcast.
But is your concern about them perpetrating, about the quality of their content, or about the degradation to the podcaster? Like, what angle are you coming at?
What I'm saying is, podcasting exudes a certain amount of creativity, bro. And there's no possible way that you can be creative on 14 different shows. You know what I'm saying? After a while, you're going to start manipulating ideas that other people are shooting out there for their own shows to try to do your own thing. And then not only that, but what are your expectations as far as people wanting to hear what you got to talk about? Now, I'm not no podcast expert, man. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about half the time when it comes to this kind of stuff, but it's just me.
Well, I got perspective on that too. Go ahead.
I'm just saying it's just me being logical, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's the reason why I do the Bobby Dollar Show, and then I do the big homies cast. That's it. Because if I try to do too much and I try to put too much out there, then what do I have left for us on our ideas and the fun and the you know, the genuineness of the podcast?
This is interesting. Which I think I hear you and I feel you. It's some spies in the game, right? It's leeches in the game. Mm-hmm. It's people that do this to stagnate the progress of others, to learn what other people are doing and not contribute, however you want to angle it, right?
Yeah.
I, you know, it's very much like that. That's why I'm getting excited in the 22 campaign doing different things, because it's that growth and that experience, and you have to be aware and you have to have perspective to see if that's what you're doing, to see if, like, you know, your curiosity is so vain that you have nothing to contribute and you're just weighing down the whole environment, you know. There's awareness that has to come with that. And then there's growth that comes with empowering yourself or realizing that, damn, this content creation is, my process really looks like this, or it can look like that. And I think that's where some people, they try to venture into different shows. And Bobby, what I think you're talking about is somebody that you like, respect, follow, whatever, is falling off, or someone that you're genuinely concerned about is falling off, right?
Yes and no. I'm not like directing that. I'm not directing towards anybody in particular. You know what I'm saying?
I know. But from my experience, I'd have seen it. And then you'd be like, damn, what set you with? Like, who do you really bang with? Like, what do you really stand for? You can't tell. And I think that's the beauty of media, because one of my favorite personalities in media when I first got started was like Mark Lamont Hill. That's a dude that he got kicked out of CNN because he kept falling in with everyone else. Right. I remember when he was speaking at Howard, he was talking to the Black press. He was doing it, you know what I mean? Spreading himself too thin.
He was for the people,
and it exposed
man.
A lot. He's for the people, right?
Yeah,
he really is.
He was for the people. That's all. And
really is.
Really can, you can, you
and
can
that's
really
what they hated.
Victim. You can really fall victim just for being for the people. You know,
it was to his detriment. It was to his detriment. Yeah. Absolutely.
But you know, I think what my plans and my intentions are for the Bobby Dollar Show for this next upcoming season here, like I'm still in season three right now. Don't get me wrong. Like I'm gonna finish season three up. I got about 3 or 4 months into season three left, but I'm actually gonna start with season three. I'm gonna start touching bases with more of the white podcasters and stuff too.
Oh,
because,
yeah, that'd be dope.
Like I like true crime ID channel type shit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm on that, like, why not talk to some of these guys and see what's on their minds and see how they podcast situations operate and what make them function the way they do. And also, you know, like some of the comedy guys, because if you look at it, like, it's only two types of comedy right now. You got the Dave Chappelle type of comedy and you got the Bill Burr type of comedy. Then, you know, in the mix of all that, you got the, what's his name, Gabriel Iglesias and all of those type of guys.
Exactly, said the slapstick, Fluffy.
Fluffy, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got those type of comedies, man, but at the same time, it's just like, it's so much different stuff out here that we're missing out on because we're subject to dealing with our own. And you know, white people are like that. Native Americans are like that. Asians are like that. Like, we all kind of migrate to each other. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of want to step out of my comfort zone. I want to step out of the boundaries. Of course, I never change who I am. I'm going to always be the person that I am, no matter who I'm talking to. But I kind of want to talk. I want to talk to some other people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think that changes who you are, though. That's that validation thing I was talking
about.
It'll never
change who you are.
Yeah, I think it's that empowerment, Bobby. Like, you need to do that. You need to share with them what you bring to the game. I'm with it.
Yeah, man, because I can't wait. Like, I got an interview coming up with, I think his name is, I can't remember my man's name, but he called himself The Blurred, and that's basically for Black nerds. And my man's been in Asia and Taiwan, if I'm not mistaken, for the last 12 years of his life. And
You booked that dude? I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, I did. I actually booked him, and we're gonna do some work next this month of January. And it's gonna be fun to hear how life changed for him being in a whole nother country, you know, dealing with a whole different race of people. And then
a whole different culture,
but then behind it all, being a standout, because everywhere you go, when you dark like he is and dark like I am, and you know what I'm saying, you stand out. You're definitely gonna
stand out,
right? You're not the same as everybody else, and people notice that right offhand. You know what I'm saying? Of course, that's how racism works, but I want to see how it affects him and see if it's actually racism over there, if they treat him like, you know, some of the white people treat us here. You know what I'm saying? I wanna know everything. I wanna know what's fun, what's not, how he live his life, the stuff that he got accustomed to eating after being in America for as long as he have. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what he do on an everyday basis.
Mm-hmm. I think
that'd be dope.
That's hella interesting to me.
Yeah, I can't wait for that, man. Like, when that happens, let me know.
That episode will jump on.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good one. Do that
definitely
live.
Let me know.
With that. Come on, y'all. Follow that. What's his name?
His name is The Blurred. The Blurred.
The Blurred.
Yeah, The Blurred. Like, black, like a black nerd.
Blurred fans, get with it. Come on now. Follow.
Yeah, and when I do the interview with him, man, I'm gonna make sure I get his information out there, and I'm gonna make sure it's all written down and everything. But you know, like I said, man, for
he got a barber. I know that because I've seen him in Vice or something. Yeah, that's a hard one, man. That's dope.
Well, it's just gonna be fun for me, man. Something different, you know what I'm saying? Something I'm not used to. That's how I was when I was really raw. I mean, really raw, like my second season. And when I got to sit down to do that interview with the mayor of Oklahoma City, just because I was a brand ambassador for the Thunder, and I was such a huge fan of the Thunder, it kind of made me understand what I need to do as far as podcasting goes and how I need to approach the whole situation. You know what I'm saying?
That is awesome. Have you guys played the Lakers anytime lately?
Look, what I tell you, bro, we're not doing this sports today. Sports, bro. He always on some God dang on you, B. We not leave the Thunder here, alone, man. Leave the Thunder alone. Akai from Sex, Motherhood, Marijuana, Ruby, y'all leave the Thunder alone. All you nigglets, you leave my damn team alone. We in a rebuild right now, bro. And the only reason I'm showing love to the Lakers is because of Russell Westbrook. Hell, Rondo even left and went to Cleveland. He don't even give a damn about the damn
Lakers. That was a great trade. Thank you for your service. LeBron is cleaning the roster right now. Can't wait to see what we look like after Valentine's Day. Thank you.
That old ass team, man.
You hear me, man? Hey, look, we finna take another break, bro. We ain't finna do this right now. When we come back, we're gonna talk about what we don't want to see in 2022, especially when it comes to TikTok and Instagram and all this shit, man. Hey, let's get ready, bro. We're gonna end the day on that one. You hear me? B, man, I'm so tired of B with his damn Lakers, bro. Just got Alright, man. Hey, we back, man. It's the big homies. It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. We back, man. Let's go ahead and jump into this little last segment before we call it a day, man, on this New Year's episode. Man, it's 2022, bro. Hey, go on here, man. Let's talk. Just throw it out there. Hey, Chubb, go on, start it out, bro. What are you tired of seeing no more of in 2022, bro?
All right. I actually wrote some things down. Real talk. In 2022, I don't want to see any more of blind following. I guess you would call it groupthink. I don't like to see that with destructive trends. What I mean with this is I want to see the trends go in a popular direction. So what I don't want to see in 2022, aside from that, now that said something, you know, with some kind of credibility and center, tired of hoes, lazy hoes, ugly hoes. I'm tired of all of them. I really need to see y'all step y'all game up. And what I do continue to love, and what we're looking for, ladies, if you want to get it right, is love.
Bro, what is he doing, bro?
We love sexy. We love confidence and godliness. These things go hand in hand. If I were to say kindness next, that's where we need to keep our focus. Thank you so much.
And then he's speaking for himself is what he's doing.
I know, right?
that's all about. All right, man. And Mo, what about you, bro? Cause this beat is crazy as hell. No hoes, no ugly hoes. Like, what the hell?
I'm tired of
Nah,
gutless, insecure, cruel to their children,
cruel to themselves, cruel to men, and unrealistic, entitled, selfish, superficial. With
just get the new Alien tape and put your heart back together, bro. Please,
let it alone,
Mo. Please, you next, bro.
But yeah, man, 2022, man. I want to see us come together as one, man. Black people, white people, man. We got to come together. Stop all this hate, man. We need to, because the only way we gonna defeat whatever is out here is if we together, man. Cause
yeah, I'm with that.
Cause as you can see, 2020 and 2021 was rough for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People lost people, man, and all that good stuff. So, man, it's just time for us to come together as one, man. Especially as a country, bro, as a whole, because
that's what's up.
This coronavirus crap. Yeah, this coronavirus crap out here, man, taking people out. Then you got vax against non-vax, which the media kind of pushed that crap. Yeah. It's like, man, don't matter, man. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about if nobody is vaccinated. And if this person is not vaccinated, man, just do what you got to do to keep this virus from spreading, bro. Listen, man, look. If your kids got to wear a mask, man, get your kids wear a mask. Don't fight back, man. That's some wisdom.
Yeah.
That's some wisdom of what you're saying, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, it's hell, man. You know what I'm saying? And as you can see, other countries, man, it's not that bad in other countries. But when it comes to the United States, because we're a country full of individuals and, you know what I'm saying, we got all these laws and we got all these rights that we can do that other countries don't have. See, that's why everything jacked up over here because of that, man.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I agree with that somewhat. Like, I don't believe in dictatorship and all of that, but at the same time, I do agree that, you know, there has to be a happy medium, and you know, some rules got to be followed. Some things have to be done. I agree with that part. Like, you just can't keep on being out here all willy-nilly and shit, thinking that you run the world yourself. And you know, every decision you make affects everybody around you, you know, especially your immediate family and stuff like that. So, you know, that's one of them things. So I'm with that, man. So y'all heard it, man. Y'all heard it here first from Big Mo, man. No more racism and all that in 2022, man. Let all that shit ride. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time to start, you know, taking accountability for yourselves and then trying to help people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with that 100%, man. I think for myself, the thing that I'm tired of seeing, man, like the thing that I'm tired of, man, I'm tired of the twerking and the weird ass dancing and all of that. Like, I don't necessarily have no issue with it and all that, but I'm just like, if you're gonna dance, man, like straight dance, you know what I'm saying? But you ain't gotta, every time you see a camera, every time you decide to move your body, you gotta bend over and put your hands on your knees. Like, that shit is so old to me now. Like, it's cool to do when you kicking it. Maybe you and your girls having fun and this, that, and the other. Y'all at a little party or something. You know, I get that. But every single video you in, every single dance move you do, like, come on, man. And then you in the comments talking about, don't disrespect me, don't talk about me like that, I can wear what I want to wear, you don't tell me what to do. Like, come on, man, you put yourself out there. So either it's constructive criticism or it's just turn the comments off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, and then, man, get rid of that 360 booth, man. Yeah. Don't nobody want to see that, man. Please leave that in 2021.
Right, man. You hear me, man? Hey, I don't know, bro. I'm tired of that.
I'm like,
man,
come on,
bro. I'm tired of that. And then I guess the other thing I'm finna say it. I know I'm finna get cussed out for saying this, bro.
Mm-hmm.
In 2022. Man, B, chill out, B. Goddamn. No. I'm tired. I'm tired of the drill music, bro. Like, I'm tired of these young dudes dying, man. Like, I'm tired of every time you turn on YouTube or anything, man, somebody else done got killed because they talking about killing on the record. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I did a lot of that growing up, not necessarily killing and all of that. Like, I ain't on all of that type of shit. I ain't finna talk about nothing like that. But I'm just saying, like, the colors and the hood stuff and standing for something with a code and all of that, man. Like, you know,
positive music.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to stop we need to stop with the op shit, man, because too many of these little young entrepreneurs are straight dying, man. These little cats, man, like, you know, these little cats, bro, they straight opening up little businesses. And even though they might be record labels or doing it, they might be doing it like Nip doing it. You know what I'm saying? Got a whole store in their hood and employing people in the neighborhood and all of that, man. They straight dying because, you know, this op that, this op that, this op this, this op that. Like, come on, man. Y'all put that lean and shit down, man, and start doing something a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many years we gonna do this? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
For real.
This drill thing been popping since 2012, bro. Like, yo, how long are we gonna be doing this? Like, how much longer y'all little guys gonna wind up dead, man, for no reason? You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, man. I don't know. Stop the senseless killing, man. Yeah. Especially that situation happened with Dolph, bro.
That shit was horrible, bro. Like,
that was messed up, man. Like, Bobby, come
that's
on,
a good
bro.
Message, man. It's a strong message, bro. It's very, very appropriate, man. It matches the times. Prayers going out to all these families. I hope that y'all really doing something in y'all communities to help redirect the direction that some of these young people are going in.
Yeah, real talk, man. Real talk. I mean, like, the last thing I say, man, about all of that type of stuff, bro, is like when we was growing up, man, and we was in the hood, our big homies made us do stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And it was like, just for example, man, Miss Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Miss Johnson, I always going to the grocery store, this, that, and the other. And when we see Miss Johnson, it be 92 degrees outside. She pushing that cart with them grocery stores coming from around the corner down by the loop. You know what I'm saying? Them bags too heavy for her to carry. So she had a little cart. And it was one of them pool carts too. You know what I'm saying? So that sucker would be heavy as hell while she walking around. So the big homies would tell us sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You know Miss Johnson goes shopping on Wednesdays, boy, when... You know what I'm saying? When you think she getting ready to leave, just run on up there, go get that shit and bring it on to her. Don't even take no money. Don't do none of that shit. Just take it to her. You know what I'm saying? And after a while, it just became second nature. We go to the store to go buy some stuff for ourselves. We go pick up a few things from Miss Johnson too. Go drop it off on her porch. She ain't got to leave no more. You know what I'm saying? It's hot outside, man. All the kids out there playing kickball and the little girls jumping rope and all that kind of stuff. Bomb pop truck come. We buy that whole truck out. Hey, man. Hey, here go $300, bro. Everything these kids want, you give to them. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't got that no more, bro. We don't have the big homies in the hoods like that no more, man. So they all OGs now. They all OGs and they ain't trying to listen to the OGs, bro. Some of these little young cats ain't trying to listen to the OGs, man. Yeah,
it ain't no cold out here no more, man. But it is what it is, man. Like, you know, hey, life is what it is. You just got to let life happen. You know what I'm saying? And I don't knock nobody for the way they move. You know what I'm saying? But you just got to know how to move accordingly, man. That's all.
Yo, man, let me say this, though, bro. RIP to Goldie, man. You know Goldie. Max, man. I can't think of Max Julian. Yeah. That's his name.
Yeah.
Goldie, man. You know, he passed away this morning.
Oh, wow. Straight up, I ain't know that, man.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, wow. Rest in peace to the original Mac, man.
The original Mac. Goldie, baby.
Yeah.
Rest in power.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy, man. Hey, right, you know what? Hey, today was a good episode, man. A good first episode for 2022. I'm glad to have y'all on, man. I love the chemistry with the big homies, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep doing what we're doing, man. We're going to keep riding the way we riding. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah, definitely, bro. You know,
2022 going to be real prosperous, man, because we're going to try to get this website out. We're going to try to get us some merch done. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put my foot on the gas on a lot of stuff, man, and we're gonna see how it all work out, man. You know, I appreciate you fellas. You know what I'm saying? Again, Happy New Year to everybody, all the listeners, Chubbs, Big Mo, you know what I'm saying, the big homies.
Yes, sir.
Hey, anything, man, any last words from y'all, man, before we close it out for the day?
Yeah, I got some, man. Hey, yeah, man, y'all be careful out here, man. Omicron is real, man. Bro, like it's real. I didn't think, you know what I'm saying, I was gonna, you know, ever get it. 2 years of not getting it, then all of a sudden I ended up getting coronavirus, man. It ain't no joke, man. Y'all be careful out here, wear your mask, man, keep the 6 feet, man. Just do whatever you gotta do. Don't follow CDC guideline. No. 5 days. Don't do that 5 days crap, man.
Right,
nah.
Right.
If you feel you gotta go longer than 5 days, go longer than 5 days, man, because you don't want to infect nobody else and all of that, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't be going back to work and you know your ass still sick.
Yeah, real
for
talk.
Real, for real.
Real talk, man. Save a life today. You hear me?
For sure.
What's man, up, that's true. Nah, that's it, man. Just praying everybody a healthy 22. Y'all already know where to find me at. Y'all already know it's at Chubby Idris Elba on TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud. We gonna make some things push forward in 22. Check out the YouTube Modern Black Man Podcast. We have gone vlog. We're gonna work on getting some amazing interviews and maybe some sights and some views. But stay tuned. I appreciate y'all. I think I missed y'all last week, so it's good to kind of catch up. Let's keep it rocking.
For sure, man. This Big Mo, man. You can hit me. You can find me at Twitter. It's PHAMILY357_. That's it right there, man.
Hey, real talk, man. Hey, look, last thing I'm going to say, man, before we close it out for the night. Hey, in 2022, all y'all podcasters, man, black people, white people, you know, brown people, everybody in general, man. Hey, don't lose your compassion this year, man.
Yellow people.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let the world harden your heart, man. Blue like don't let everything in front of you be the last thing that you see, man. And focus on all the negative behind what it is that's there. So, you know, just work a little bit harder, man. Make some more alliances, create some better relationships than you did last year, man, and be on the lookout for all the right people, man. Like, I know I ain't one of the ones that's going to sit back and judge, because I can't judge nobody. I'd have done way too much in my life, but I definitely do know that there's a time and a place for everything, and right now is the time and the place, man, is creating a community and networking and making life easier for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because our number one issue that we have right now as people is that we don't have time. You know, so it is what it is, man. Hey, happy new year to y'all again, man. It's your big homie Bobby Dollars. Catch me on the BobbyDollarsShow.com, Bobby Dollars Show on all platforms that you listen to your favorite podcast. And once again, man, it's the big homies.
Peace.
Peace.